This is Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm Tyler, and today's article comes from the Bigger Pockets blog. Every day, I read a new article exploring a different aspect of real estate investing. If you consider yourself a multitasker, this is the perfect show for you. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Fannie Mae expands allowance for attorney opinion letters instead of title insurance. What is the backlash all about? By Lindsay Frankel. As part of its goal to increase affordable mortgage access for homebuyers in the United States, Fannie Mae announced in December that it would accept attorney opinion letters, AOLs, in place of title insurance with more mortgages. While AOLs have been allowed by the government-sponsored enterprise on select mortgages since 2022, the decision expands eligible mortgages to include condo units and properties with homeowners association, or HOA, restrictions, potentially assisting more first-time homebuyers with the high costs of homeownership by trimming about $1,000 off their mortgage closing costs. The Community Home Lenders of America expressed support for the alternative as a way to tackle homeownership affordability challenges. But the American Land Title Association, ALTA, go figure, the nation's largest title insurance trade organization, has consistently pushed back against attempts to allow title insurance alternatives. And their reasoning? Gaps in protection for homeowners and lenders, of course. It has nothing to do with that they could be losing money. The association joined lawmakers from both political parties in criticizing an earlier pilot program that may have eliminated the title insurance requirement altogether on select mortgages. Fannie Mae abandoned the pilot program last year based on guidance from the Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA. Though AOLs will now be an option for lenders originating many government-backed mortgages, critics claim lenders will need to sacrifice essential protections to make the alternative available to borrowers, which might limit the impact of Fannie Mae's decision. Okay, well, let's just go ahead and take a look at what title insurance even is so you get an idea of what's going on here. So this type of insurance protects against defects in the title that were present before the home sale, but might threaten the buyer's ownership rights or cause monetary losses in the future. It's a big deal and super important. The vast majority of mortgage lenders do require borrowers to purchase a lender's title insurance policy with a limit that covers the mortgage principal. This means that buyers must pay a sizable one-time premium at closing, which provides coverage until the mortgage is fully paid or the home is sold. If Issues with the title arise that challenge the buyer's right to ownership, and it does happen. These are things like boundary disputes, unpaid real estate taxes, contractor claims, errors in property records, or fraud. All these issues could put the lender's security interest in the property at risk. The lender's title insurance policy protects the lender against monetary losses in the event a third party successfully claims ownership of the buyer's home. It does not cover the buyer's legal fees or protect their home equity. That's why most attorneys do recommend that buyers purchase an owner's title insurance policy as well. These are often sold as a package. The owner's title insurance policy typically covers the homeowner as long as they own the home. So is title insurance even necessary? Okay, title insurance critics contend that attorney opinion letters, which are now allowed on many mortgages backed by Fannie Mae, as we discussed, and in more limited circumstances too, Freddie Mac, provide sufficient protection against title risks. According to Fannie Mae's guidance, attorneys issuing the letters must have errors and omissions insurance, which can protect against losses the lender incurs due to attorney negligence during the title examination. All right, quick example. Single Source, which provides services to mortgage originators, now offers an attorney conclusion of title that includes a transactional liability insurance policy that lists the lender as a third-party beneficiary and covers the loan principal for the length of the loan. Kind of along the same lines as title insurance. But if the buyer discovers title issues that are not due to attorney negligence, any resulting losses might not be covered. And foreclosure may need to occur before even filing a claim. Yikes. It's also not clear whether the buyer's or lender's legal fees would be covered in a title dispute or whether an AOL provides any protection against title issues related to fraud, according to Alta. For these reasons, lenders and buyers may opt for title insurance to get access to broader coverage for a wider range of title defects, even if a cheaper alternative is available. Some members of Congress have expressed concern about how AOLs will be marketed to homeowners and have asked the FHFA for clarification on what disclosures will be required to prevent consumer protection violations. Without proper education on the differences between title insurance and AOLs, homebuyers might not understand the protections they're giving up to save some money on closing costs. That said, though, title issues are relatively rare. In fact, of the more than 10,000 AOL-supported mortgages that Fannie Mae has purchased since 2009, zero have resulted in losses for the mortgage company. While title defects have caused homeowners to lose their properties in very rare cases, mechanics liens are more common and not as catastrophic, according to the Urban Institute. Reducing title insurance costs. Let's talk about that. Despite the broad coverage that title insurance policies do provide, a lot of people do criticize the high costs to consumers and how that money is actually spent. With most insurance products, providers spend about 70% or more of the premium dollars they collect paying out claims to policyholders. Title insurers, by contrast, only put about 5% of premiums toward covering losses. Title insurance agencies retain about 70% of buyers' premiums, according to a report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, GAO. While the role of the title insurance agent is sometimes labor-intensive, in other instances, it can be mostly automated, with the title search and examination taking as little as 60 seconds. Huh? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau encourages homebuyers to just shop around for a title insurance company, since research shows comparison shopping could actually save you as much as $500 on your insurance. However, some people question whether real estate brokers or lenders might be steering home buyers toward title companies with which they have affiliate business arrangements, ABAs, that provide financial incentives. For example, the Denver Post investigated 2,200 home sales for which real estate brokers had profitable partnerships with title companies and found that most homeowners chose the title insurance company that financially benefited their broker. Agents are required to register ABAs with the state of Colorado and disclose those relationships with homebuyers, but the investigation revealed at least 36 agents with unregistered ABAs. tisk tisk, and there was evidence to suggest that even some brokers with registered ABAs weren't giving their clients options. For example, 100% of three brokers' home sales used their affiliate title insurance company. If brokers had provided home buyers with three options to compare with each other, as industry protocol suggests, that outcome would be highly unlikely. Title insurance typically costs about 0.5% of a home's purchase price, which is more than $2,000 on a median-priced home, by the way. Even in the absence of affordable alternatives that provide sufficient protection for homeowners, the Urban Institute notes there are ways to control excessive costs. Self-insurance by secondary market entities, like the pilot program Fannie Mae dropped after backlash from the title insurance industry, could be one potential strategy. State regulations can also make an impact. Let's take a look at an example. The state of Iowa, which prohibits the sale of commercial title insurance, operates Iowa Title Guarantee, which provides similar coverage as a commercial title insurance policy to both the lender and the owner, at a flat fee of $175 for properties that sell for $750,000 or less, which is like most properties. Any surplus profits go toward Iowa's housing program fund. Interesting. Iowa's home buyers are also required to pay for an attorney abstract opinion, but they still pay far less than the typical title insurance premium in all other states. Additionally, Iowa Title Guarantee won't insure titles that haven't been thoroughly examined by an attorney. Because this system has been put in place for decades, the state is well known for its clean titles. The bottom line, while $1,000 in savings might seem minor relative to the cost of buying a home, homebuyers today need any edge they can get. Research shows that even an extra mortgage payment's worth of post-closing reserves can dramatically decrease the risk of default. The FHFA requires Fannie Mae to make efforts toward advancing housing finance equity, which is kind of a challenging task given high mortgage rates and high housing prices. Expanded acceptance of AOLs in place of title insurance is just one aspect of Fannie Mae's plan, but in some situations, foregoing title insurance could leave homeowners vulnerable to unaffordable costs down the road. Lawmakers and title industry advocates have been very vocal about their concerns, and their criticism may impact lenders' decisions to even allow the alternative. Real estate investors might also continue to purchase title insurance, even if there are more affordable alternatives, in order to secure the broadest possible protection for their investments. But regardless of the impact of Fannie Mae's decision, there might be room for further innovation and cost control measures related to title insurance. Or we could just all move to Iowa. Just lots of farmland there. I hope you found this article helpful. Now what I want you to know is, have you joined the Bigger Pockets community yet? Bigger Pockets is your complete resource for learning and succeeding in real estate investing. Avoid mistakes, get advice, and stay motivated by tapping in to the collective knowledge of over 2 million members. What are you waiting for? Visit biggerpockets.com/signup and join us. I'll see you all on the Bigger Pockets forums. And tomorrow, right back here on Bigger Pockets Daily. Peace out.